Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Your doctor tells you, put your house in order, you're going to die. And then someone says, hold it, you've got 15 years to go. How would you feel? Elated, joyful, thrilled beyond words. Suddenly, your life would take on new meaning. What you thought was important pales in comparison because you were alerted for the knock of the Grim Reaper, and suddenly the darkness gives way to the dawn of hope. 15 years is a long time. One of the ways that God's Word is timeless is the way it chronicles the very emotions and experiences of life which confront us today. Some 2,700 years ago, a man became ill. His life, though, wasn't exactly that of a common laborer. He was king. But when death stares you in the face, it doesn't matter whether you are wealthy or poverty-stricken. The hospital gown, which barely is broad enough to cover your backside, fits the wealthy and powerful just the same as those on welfare. Here's how Isaiah put it. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says, put your house in order because you are going to die, you will not recover." At that point, it seemed like it was all over. But Hezekiah did what you would probably do. He turned his face to the wall and wept and prayed. He wept bitterly. Scalding tears that fall on satin pillowcases are just as bitter and salty as those that are wiped by a dirty hand with grease beneath the fingernails. He pointed out he had faithfully served God. With wholehearted devotion, he had walked before the Lord. Then Isaiah recorded one sentence that gives me great hope and confidence. God said, "I have heard your prayers and seen your tears." At times you think you are all alone, that nobody cares, and God is so far away he doesn't notice. He does. He knows your heart. He knows your motives. He sees your tears. God gave Hezekiah another 15 years, and the sign of that was the shadow cast by the sun that it would go back 10 steps on the stairway of Ahaz. Knowing that he had a reprieve from his appointment with death, Hezekiah made some vows. First, he vowed to walk humbly before God, something which isn't too difficult when you've been to the edge. Then he vowed to focus on praise and thanksgiving. He said, "For the grave cannot praise you, death cannot sing your praise, those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. The living, they praise you as I am doing today." He also intended to spend the rest of his life glorifying God. But, and this is where intentions begin to fade, when the crisis passed and life assumed a normal pattern of events, what he intended to do was soon forgotten. God kept his end of the bargain, and the king did live for 15 years. But according to Isaiah, pride in his accomplishment soon pushed aside the vow of humility and the desire to let God have the glory and praise for what he had done. Question: how much time do you have? Only today is the correct answer. Who knows what tomorrow may hold? Don't wait until a doctor quietly suggests that you put your financial house in order because there is no hope for you before you decide what is important, how you want to live, and how to make peace with God. Friend, today is the time to put your house in order. It is the only day that really counts, the only day that really, really belongs to you.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.